to the final evening of our seminar on lessons from the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. At least final evening for this time, because there's lots more pastimes. So next time we come, we will carry on. We're going to sing the song which you were seeing on the screen, and I think you will see it again shortly. It's a song I think you're not really familiar with. It's a song by Narahari Chakravarti, who's a very famous devotee. He's actually the author of Bhakti Ratnakara. And it's a really beautiful song. I thought it might be a good idea to read through it first and tell you what it means, just so you know what you're singing. Okay, so first verse, just the meaning is, O Lord Gauranga Chandra, please glance at me from the corner of your eye. I take shelter of your cooling feet. And verse 2. Everything I possess, I give to you. I keep nothing for myself. If you do not give your mercy to me, where shall I go to take shelter? Verse 3. O Lord Nityananda, please give your mercy to me. This poor, fallen, distraught person calls out to you. 4. In the past, you delivered many sinners. Now you will not deliver them? Please show all the worlds that even now you will deliver the sinners. If I cannot attain your mercy, I will weep in great anguish. This is 5. In the past, you freely gave the gift of ecstatic spiritual love. Indeed, you begged everyone in the world to please accept it. Please show your mercy. This is 6. 6. Please show your mercy and deliver me. I have heard of your great mercy. O Lord, please cast your glance of mercy on me in this world of birth and death. 7. O Lord Gauranga, O Lord Nittai, please do not destroy my hopes. Placing a blade of straw between his teeth, Narahari Das sings these words. So it's a very beautiful song, very heartfelt song. And now we will sing it, but please note that the tune is a little unusual. It's not difficult, but it is a little different, I think, from what we're used to. The way it goes is, and each verse, we sing the whole verse. So, the tune is like this. Just listen. Gauranga Chandra Hera Nayanera Kone Sharana Laino Toma Shitala Charane. And then the even number verses, slightly different. Diachi Tomare Daya Amara Kehanae Tumina Dai Daya Karile Yaba karetai, Prabhu Nityananda, Karaha karuna, kataraha yadake, dinahina jana. Think you can manage that? Let's try. Why not? Something a little different. That's nice. Beautiful song. Think you can manage? Okay, maybe I'll sing slightly higher. Goranga Chandra Hera Nayanera Kone Sharana Laino Toma Shitala Charane. Sarana laino toma shitala charane Goranga chandra hera nayanera kone Sarana laino toma shitala charane Dia chito mare daya amara kehanae Tumina daya karile yabakale tae Dia chito mare amara kehanae Tumina daya karile yabakale tae Dia chito mare daya Amarake hanae Tumina daya karile Yabakale tae Dia chito daya Amarake hanae Tumina daya karile Yabakale tae Prabhu Nityananda Karaha karuna Katara hai adake Dina hina jana Prabhupishyanda Karaha karuna Katara hai adake Dina hina jana Prabhu Nityananda Karaha karuna Katara hai adake Dina hina jana Prabhu Nityananda Karaha karuna Katara hai adake Dina hina jana Obe papita raile Dena tarao Papisha udara eva Jagate dekao Papisha udara eva Jagate dekao Obe papita raile Evinatarao Papisha udara eva Jagate dekao Tomara kripa na paya Vedai kandiya Purabe diya prema Jagate achiya Tomara kripa na paya Vedai kandiya Purabe diya cha prema Jagate achiya Yeah.
Karuna Prakashya Udaramore Shuni Achidaya Ratakwa Dekuka Samsare Say Karuna Prakashya Udaramore Shuni Achidaya Ratakwa Dekuka Samsare Tai more nakarani rasa dante trina dale kahe narahari dasa dante trina dale kahe narahari dasa Tai more nakaranai rasha dante trina dali kahe narahari dasa goranga chandra hera naya nera Sharana Naino Toma Shitala Charane Garanga Chandra Hera Naya Nera Kone Sharana Naino Toma Shitala Charane Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana Jai Sachinandana, jai sachinandana. Jai sachinandana, jai sachinandana. Gora, 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 hare. Gora, 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 hare. Gora, 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 hare. Chandra, Nitai Mai Po Chandra. Nitai Mai Po Chandra, Nitai Mai Po Chandra. Nitai Mai Po Chandra, Nitai Mai Po Chandra. Nitai Mai Po Chandra, Nitai Mai Po Chandra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Gora Nitai, Jai Gora Nitai, Jai Gora Nitai, Jai Gora Nitai. Jai Gora Nitai, Gora Nitai, Gora Nitai, Jai Gora Nitai. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada.
I'm just going to read the translation again, if you don't mind. It's just so nice. It is very typical, in a sense, of many songs which are dedicated to Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. The theme, the mood, is just, you see it so much. And if you don't see it in songs to Radha and Krishna, at least not in the same way, you don't see it. But it's a really very special feature of songs dedicated to Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. The mood of extreme humility, begging for mercy. appealing and pleading for mercy. Yes. So, of course, that's a very important point, because we need mercy. We desperately, actually, need mercy. Unfortunately, of course, in material life, people are not aware of that, generally, practically at all. Although, well, you know, although they have good reason, there's a real need. If one looks at oneself and one understands oneself a little and understands one's situation in this material world and what the dangers and perils are which are there in front, then one, if one actually sees those things clearly, then certainly one will get into that mood that, please be merciful to me. We sang the song on the first night, a very famous song, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Kara More. And every verse, basically, it was Narottam Das Thakur was saying, Daya Kara More, please be merciful to me. It's just an appeal for mercy. So this is also, but in a little different, in a different way. So let me just read it again. Verse 1. O Lord Gauranga Chandra, please glance at me from the corner of your eye. I take shelter of your cooling feet. Everything I possess, everything I possess, I give to you. I keep nothing for myself. If you do not give your mercy to me, where shall I go to take shelter? 3. O Lord Nityananda, please give your mercy to me. This poor, fallen, distraught person calls out to you. 4. In the past, you delivered many sinners. Now you will not deliver them. Please show all the worlds that even now you will deliver the sinners by delivering me. This is what he's saying. 5. If I cannot attain your mercy, I will weep in great anguish. In the past, you freely gave the gift of ecstatic spiritual love. Indeed, you begged everyone in the world to please accept it. 6. Please show your mercy and deliver me. I have heard of your great mercy. O Lord, please cast your glance of mercy on me in this world of birth and death. O Lord Gauranga, O Lord Nittai, please do not destroy my hopes. Placing a blade of straw between his teeth, Narahari Das sings these words. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki. So last night we were reading about, or talking about, during the Sunday program, we were talking about the Mahaprakash Leela. Well, we sang that, we read that verse, 11.5.32, Srimad Bhagavatam, which is explaining, it is the definitive verse, actually, in Srimad Bhagavatam, discussing, presenting the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. So, and we discussed that to some extent, and then we talked about the Mahaprakash Leela. How up until that point, up until that time, when Lord Chaitanya was approximately 20-ish or so, He had not really revealed himself, even as a devotee. Well, actually, he started revealing himself as a devotee. And they began nocturnal kirtans through the entire night in the courtyard of the house of Srivas Thakura of the Panchatattva. And Lord Chaitanya, he was certainly revealing himself as a devotee. In fact, it was spectacular. It was really spectacular, those kirtans. You know, if any of us think we have been in a fired up kirtan, well, that's okay. I'm sure you have. I'm sure we all have, many even. But this was extra dimensional, just completely. And you'd regularly get people fainting in the kirtan and just crying rivers of tears of ecstasy. And here, standing on end and shivering of the body, it was really, really dramatic. Really dramatic. So then, after a little while, not long, but a little while, I mean, some weeks, months, something along those lines, maybe a year or so, then Lord Chaitanya decided to reveal to the devotees that he is actually not just a devotee, and not even just a very great devotee, but actually he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they have all been together with him in other of his incarnations, other appearances, in other forms, in other pastimes, means well-known incarnations. Like we mentioned, Murari Gupta, he had been with Lord Ram. In fact, he is Hanuman. And various others. So, this was all going on. Lord Chaitanya is calling everyone except one, Mukunda, Mukunda Dutt. Yes, actually he's a very amazing devotee. He is the brother of Vasudev Dutt, who was really special devotee. Vasudev Dutt is that famous devotee who approached Lord Chaitanya and said, you know, I feel so bad seeing the suffering of all the conditioned souls. I feel so bad. I cannot tolerate it any longer. So he said to Lord Chaitanya, you know, my prayer to Krishna, not to Lord Chaitanya as such, my prayer to Krishna is that he will allow me to take all the sinful reactions of all the conditioned souls in the whole universe, maybe the whole creation. All of them, all their sinful reactions. Whatever their situations may be, humans, demigods, animals, birds, beasts, insects, fish, plants, trees, they're all living beings. They're all living beings like us, entangled in this material world. And because of their karma, all their sinful reactions, they are just caught up, and it's just going on and on indefinitely until they actually become pure devotees. So Vasudev Dutt said to Lord Chaitanya, so this is my desire, that I can take all the sinful reactions of all the conditioned souls, and they can be liberated, and I will suffer all the reactions. What do you think? And Lord Chaitanya said, well, I think that Krishna would not allow you to suffer like that, because you are just such a wonderful devotee. But seeing you have this desire that all the living entities be delivered, and seeing you are just so dear to Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya said, I am sure he'll deliver all the living entities anyway, and you don't have to take any karmic reactions at all, because you're such a great devotee. So anyway, the discussion goes on a little bit, and there's a little more detail also. But this is the basic point. And Srila Prabhupada, in one of the purports, Prabhupada makes a really strong statement, you could say, for the Western mind, for the typical Western mind. Prabhupada says that from this desire of Vasudev Dutt, we can understand that he, and also devotees like Haridas Thakur, who also had the same type of desire, we can understand they are hundreds, and Prabhupada says millions. Actually, I think he's quoting or referencing Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. But anyway, hundreds and millions of times more merciful than Jesus. The Western mind goes into a spin, particularly the Christian Western mind spins out. But if you understand the situation, Jesus apparently said, you just accept me, sort of, kind of like surrender to me, or at least accept me, not actually surrender. Not surrender, because then you'd have to give up your previous way of life and accept the way of life of serving him. So at least accept that, oh yes, very good, I accept. And then I'll save you. But Vasudev Dutt, he's saying that, okay, if you accept me, I'll deliver you. If you surrender to me, I'll deliver you. If you don't accept me, I'll deliver you. If you reject me wholesale, I'll deliver you. If you never heard of me, I'll deliver you. If you're in another species and you never heard of anything, I'll deliver you. If you're on another planet, if you're the man on the moon, I'll deliver you. If you're a worm in stool, if you are, as we hear, it seems, the lowest, there are 8,400,000 species of life. The first species, number one, is Lord Brahma. There's one member of that species. And then you've got all the different demigods coming down to sort of somewhere in there are the residents of Cape Town. And then you go down, and it seems the lowest is the Indra Gopa germ, who it seems must be some unicellular little something, microscopic or submicroscopic perhaps. So even all of them, Vasudev Dutt was willing, not just willing, but he wanted to take all their reactions and deliver them. So Pretty good, isn't it? Pretty outstanding. So anyway, Vasudev Dutt, he was the brother of Mukundadatta. And Mukundadatta, he was a good singer. We all know a few good singers. Who's the best singer in ISKCON Cape Town? Is it Shamananda Prabhu? Raj Krishna when he's here. Jai Keshavi. Okay. Anyway, we have a few nominations. But even these devotees, Shamananda Prabhu and company, even when they are singing their sweetest and everyone is just enraptured and just couldn't leave the kirtan even if you tried to drag them out. But when they sing, then you don't get rocks melting, do you? This is what would happen when Mukundadatta would sing. The rocks would melt. And, you know, did you see anyone faint in ecstasy when Raj Krishna was singing? Not yet. But people would just faint just all over the place in ecstasy. Oh, yeah. And even the dry wood, dry trees would just sort of crumble. Oh yeah. Really, truly amazing kirtan. And it's not just a matter of like technical singing skill, but it's the heart of the devotee, the bhakti. The bhakti just pours out of the heart of such a great devotee and just drowns all the others. And even like, it's described actually in Bhakti Ratnakara that, it was Narottam Das who was singing. During the, during the evening kirtan on Gopanima Day, during the first Gopanima festival, first festival of the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. So Narottam Das was singing and the devotees were just, it was just overwhelming. And there were even some atheists, many atheists, demoniac, anti-Krishna people, anti-devotee people, many of that, some of that sort of person who'd gathered just to have a laugh, just to see what are they up to and then mock them, something like that. They all ended up just rolling on the ground, their tears of ecstasy turning the dust to mud. The hardened, hardcore atheists. So it's the bhakti. Bhakti is a very powerful thing. So this is bhakti yoga. It's not just buddhi yoga, although intelligence is important. And it's not just, you know, rules and regulations bhakti. I mean yoga. But it's bhakti yoga. It's not just work hard yoga. You know, be a Krishna conscious workaholic. It's not that. It's bhakti. It's devotion. And of course that devotion arises, or it starts manifesting more and more. It's already there in the heart of every living entity, but it's covered, very covered, when they're just engrossed in material existence. But when someone takes up Krishna consciousness and sincerely applies themselves and tries to advance, then that bhakti starts coming out. Yes. So, and that's the key. That's really the key. So this Mukunda was like that. He was just completely out of this world as a singer. Completely out of this world. So, anyway, don't forget, we read the Falastuti. There's a couple at the end of this pastime last night. At the end of everything, Mukunda offered prayers to Lord Chaitanya. And the author Vrindavan Das Thakur says, anyone who hears these prayers of Mukunda will sing with him. Well, Lord Chaitanya actually gave Mukunda the benediction at the end of everything, that whenever I descend, you will be my singer. Yes. So, anyone who hears the prayers of Mukunda will sing with him. Anyone who feels happiness by hearing these narrations will certainly meet Lord Chaitanya face to face. This is Falastuti. It's a blessing, a benediction. And people like Vrindavan Das Thakur, who is actually Srila Vyasadev, their benedictions are just infallible. Completely infallible. So anyway, let us go into it then. That Lord Chaitanya had been calling all the devotees and saying, you are with me here, you are with me there, and different things. And everyone was just ecstatic in the extreme to hear about how they had had association with Lord Chaitanya before and to hear how he is actually Krishna. It was just so wonderful, so amazing. And Lord Chaitanya called everyone. He even called Sridhar, who was not there somehow. He was at home. And Sridhar was poverty-stricken. It's a long story, we won't go into the details, like his background and his previous dealings with Lord Chaitanya. But he, as one of the great devotees of the time, along with Advaita Acharya and others, he had been praying for Krishna to descend, feeling that the situation in the world at that time was so degraded that only Krishna himself, not even an expansion or incarnation, but actually Krishna, only Krishna could correct the situation. So he'd been praying and praying. That night he happened to be at home, and Lord Chaitanya told the devotees, go and get Sridhar. They went. Sridhar was at home praying and chanting, and just like that song, just crying and begging the Lord, please come, please be merciful. And the devotees came in and said, Sridhar, you know you've been praying for the Lord to appear and begging and pleading. And Sridhar said, yes, yes, and I'm continuing to do it. And the devotee said, well, he has appeared, and he's calling for you. Please come with us. And Sridhar, what did he do? He fainted. And they had to carry him over. So he came in front of Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya said, that so long I've harassed you, because Sridhar had a banana business, you could say, sort of. And he was very honest. He would charge the right price, unlike the great majority of others, who would always try to inflate the price and squeeze more money out of the customer. Sridhar would always charge the right price. And Lord Chaitanya would harass him. Like I said, we won't go into all the details of that, but he did. And in the end, you know, he'd tell him, "You're charging too much. I heard you offer money every day from your profits for the worship of Mother Ganges. You're making so much money. You must give me a discount." In the end, Sridhar would just say, "Look, just take what you like and give what you like. It's okay. Just go on." So Lord Chaitanya apologized to him when they carried him in and said, "You know, for so long I've harassed you and bothered you and cheated you. Now I want to reciprocate with you. I want to give you something, like some opulence." And Sridhar fell on the ground and said, my Lord, please don't cheat me. Don't cheat me. I don't want any money. I just want the shade of your lotus feet. That's all." And Lord Chaitanya was saying, "No, that's okay. But I want to give you something. You deserve it. I cheated you of so much money." And Sridhar was just crying and pleading, "Please, no, don't cheat me by giving me money. Ah, it's like poison. It's like cancer. Stop it." So anyway, Lord Chaitanya had called everyone, including Sridhar, who wasn't even there. And this went on for 20 hours. In the same place, in the courtyard of the house of Sridhar Thakur, from the Panchatattva. And eventually, after those 20 hours, Lord Chaitanya said, "All right, that's it. I've called everyone, that's enough. We'll finish." But he hadn't called Mukunda. So Sridhar, the host, he approached the Lord and said, "My Lord, you know, I think you've just forgotten someone. I think you forgot to call Mukunda. Can you call him, please?" And Lord Chaitanya said, "Mukunda! Mukunda! That rascal! That rascal! He's terrible! I don't want to see his face ever again. Never." And Sridhar was just bewildered because Mukunda was just so popular and so loved by the devotees, as we mentioned. And Sridhar said, "My Lord, why? What's wrong? What has he done?" And Lord Chaitanya explained, "When he's with us, with the devotees, he's very nice. Hari Hari Bol." And he sings and everyone thinks, well, he's just a wonderful devotee. But when he is with the Shivites, he says, "Om Namo Shivaya." When he's with the Durga worshippers, he says, "Durga Stu Bhagavan Swayam." When he's with the impersonalists, he says, "It's all one." Yeah, and he says, "Everyone's God." And when he's with the materialists, he says, "Yeah, let's just enjoy, because tomorrow we die." So he's a cheater. He's dishonest. And I never want to see him again, ever. Wow. And Sridhar's just totally bewildered. And Mukunda happened to be just like around the corner, like a couple of meters away, and he heard all of this. And Srivas went to Mukunda. Mukunda was just in tears, just in tears. And he begged Srivas, please go back to the Lord and tell him that, you know, it's not really like that. But, you know, I'm a devotee. I'm trying to be a devotee. Please ask him to give me a chance. So Srivas went back to Lord Chaitanya and he said like that. And Lord Chaitanya said, if you ask me one more time, you will all never see me again. I feel so strongly about his offenses. Talk about shoo. It was really a shoo moment. So Srivas went back out and said, you know, look, I don't know what to do. And Mukunda said, let me explain. He said, the thing is, I live with my family, all my uncles and aunts and people who I didn't even know they were my uncles and aunts and so many grandparents. It's just amazing. And brothers and sisters, there's just dozens and hundreds of them. And we all live together under the same roof. And I have to coexist with them somehow. And they're not all devotees. They're all these different types of people. Shiva worshippers, Durga worshippers, and Ganesh worshippers, and Madhaviran worshippers, Murga worshippers, and various others. And, you know, they're really into it. They're really, really into it. And there's always, every day, there's some discussion going on. And I just can't constantly be fighting with them. I just can't do it. It's too much. So whatever they say, I just agree. Anything. Whatever they say, I just agree. Just to avoid getting into some horrible situation, because I have to live with them. But I don't care. I don't care about their different ideas. So Srivas went back to Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya said, you know, this Mukunda, he is like a person who comes to you. In one hand, he has a nice flower which he's offering to you. Here, take it. His other hand is behind his back. And in the other hand is a club. And when you take the flower, thinking how nice, suddenly out comes the club and bang! That's the sort of person he is. So then Shiva said, my lord, please allow me to explain. And he explained what Mukunda had said. And Lord Chaitanya said, okay, I see. Lord Chaitanya said, all right, I'll tell you what. You can tell Mukunda he can see me after 1,000,000 lifetimes. And Mukunda's just around the corner. He's just right there. And Mukunda heard that. And he became ecstatic. Completely ecstatic. Totally ecstatic. Wildly ecstatic. And he was just dancing and screaming and rolling and doing cartwheels and jumping, you know, up there. It was just unbelievable. And it was really noisy. And Lord Chaitanya said, "Who's that? What's going on?" And Shivas said, "It's Mukunda. He heard that he'll see you after a million lifetimes. And he's just so happy. He's just so happy." And Mukunda was shouting out, "I will see! I will see! I will see!" And Lord Chaitanya said to Shrivas, "Oh, just bring him here now." So the devotees went out to get Mukunda. But he was dancing and rolling and flying and jumping and spinning. So totally wildly they couldn't catch him. Eventually they caught him. And they brought him before Lord Chaitanya. Oops. And then he offered his prayers. Oh, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Lord Chaitanya said, "Tell him after 10 million births, he'll see me again. Of this there is no doubt." So then they managed to catch Mukunda. And Lord Chaitanya said, "Mukunda, your offense is now destroyed. Come, look at me. Take my mercy." So they picked up Mukunda and carried him there. Seeing the Lord, Mukunda at once fell down before him. The Lord said, "Rise, rise, Mukunda. You do not even have half a sesame seed worth of an offense to me within you. Your fault of associating with bad people is now destroyed. Now you have conquered me. When I said, after 10 million births, he'll see me again. In half a sesame seed's worth of time, you destroyed all your offenses." This is either a Vedic or way of expressing that something's really small, or maybe it's more from Lord Chaitanya's time. Half a sesame seed. You know, they're small. They're very small. So, you had full faith in my words. By that faith, you have made me eternally a prisoner in your heart. You are my singer. Stay in my association. I enjoy talking and joking with you. Even if you commit 10 million offenses, those offenses are not really offenses, for you are very dear to me. So, like this. So then, Lord Chaitanya, then Mukunda offered his prayers. We won't read all of them, but a few. Mukunda said, "I have no faith in devotional service. I'm worthless like a pile of ashes. I'm completely empty of devotion. Why is it then that when I gaze at your face, I become filled with bliss? Duryodhana saw your universal form, which scholars search the Vedas to see. Although he saw your universal form, Duryodhana and his family all perished. He did not find happiness, for he had no devotion to you. Like him, I have no faith in devotional service." When you went to kidnap Rukmini, all the kings saw you flying on Garuda. At the time of the Rajasuya sacrifice, all the kings saw your effulgent form. The form you directly manifested in that city, Brahma and all the demigods yearned to see. When they saw your form, all the kings perished. They did not attain happiness, for they had no devotion to you. So, like this. And he keeps saying, I'm worthless like a pile of ashes. I have no faith in devotional service. It's a great wonder then that my head has not already been severed and fallen to the ground. Yeah. So. It's amazing. So, as he says, anyone who hears these prayers of anyone who hears these prayers of Mukunda will sing with him, with Lord Chaitanya. Hare Krishna. Okay, anyway, don't go away. Let's see. Yes. One time during those nocturnal kirtans at Srivas Thakur's house, one time they were having kirtan, like we mentioned, serious kirtan. And of all things that might happen, one of Srivas Thakur's sons died as the kirtan was going on in one of the back rooms. And Srivas was there and everything was going on and it was just incredible. But Srivas saw his wife and some of the other ladies were not happy. And he understood something has happened. So he asked his wife what happened and she told him, our son died. And Srivas told her, just act like everything is normal. In fact, just be ecstatic in the kirtan. Don't give any hint to Lord Chaitanya that this has happened, because it'll spoil his mood. So the whole night till the next morning, she remained like usual, just a blissful devotee. But then when the kirtan finished the next morning, Lord Chaitanya saw some of the ladies were upset. And he asked Srivas, what happened? Something happened here. And Srivas said, well, actually, no. During the night, my son died. And Lord Chaitanya said, what? Why didn't you tell me? You should have told me. And Srivas said, no. I didn't want to disturb you in your ecstasy in the kirtan. And Lord Chaitanya said, I appreciate that so much. I cannot express it. Said, from today on, you've just lost one son. From today on, Nityananda and I will be your sons. Now you'll have two sons. So particularly Lord Nityananda would come regularly. At this time he was in his 30s. He would come acting like a child. And Mother Malini, who was the wife of Srivas, would breastfeed him. Just like a mother with a son, with a child. So, another time, one very staunch brahmachari, who was not a devotee, he's just a very austere brahmachari, he approached Srivas Thakur and said, can I, you know, we hear the kirtans from outside, but we've never seen them. Could I come in and witness the kirtans? And Srivas said, well, I don't know, you're not a devotee. And the brahmachari said, no, but I'm a very strict brahmachari. I only eat fruit and drink milk. Please. So Shiva said, all right. And brought him in before everyone arrived and put him in a big pot. I mean, not a cooking pot, but some big pot on the side there, and put the lid on the pot. And there he was in the pot. And the kirtan began. And it was building up and building up. And just amazing. But then Lord Chaitanya stopped the kirtan. And Lord Chaitanya said, wait, something is wrong. I just don't feel the same ecstasy. Could it be that there's a non-devotee here? And he asked the devotees, did any of you bring a non-devotee in for the kirtan? Everyone said, no, no. And even Srivas, he just went sort of. So they started the kirtan again. And again, massive kirtan. Wow, unbelievable. And Lord Chaitanya stopped the kirtan and said, it's just not the same. There is a non-devotee here. Where is he? And he called Srivas and said, this is your place. Tell me, is there a non-devotee here? And Srivas said, well, you know, there's this one brahmachari. He's very strict. He only eats fruit and drinks milk. And he really wanted to witness the kirtan. And Lord Chaitanya got so angry. He said, bring him here. He grabbed the brahmachari and said, you think you can win me by eating fruit and drinking milk? Forget it. You can only win me by bhakti, through devotional service. I don't care for your milk and fruit. Get out. And that poor brahmachari. Thank you. He fell at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and begged for forgiveness. And on the spot, he became a devotee. Yeah. On the spot. One time, Lord Chaitanya. Well, then they started going out. They're having all these kirtans in the house, in the courtyard, big courtyard, lot of devotees. Then some of them, they just got the idea, let's take the kirtan out to the people. And they went out. But then the Qazi came and attacked the kirtan party and broke the drum. We will talk about that next time, okay? When we continue the seminar. We don't want to spoil the fun. Next time. So, anyway, they overcame the problem, you know the story. And then Lord Chaitanya was taking the kirtan party out every day. And then one day, they crossed the Jalangi. And they were going through Godrim Dweep. And it was hot. It was hot. And the devotees were thirsty and hungry. And it was a little difficult. So Lord Chaitanya, he went over to one. There was a mango grove, and Lord Chaitanya found a seed, just sowed the seed in the ground, immediately the seed grew into a tree and just grew and grew and became fully grown. And fruits just appeared on it. And those fruits became fully ripened. You know, there are mangoes and there are mangoes. In South Africa, you generally only get the mangoes. You don't usually get the mangoes. Did you ever have an Alfonso mango? If you haven't, you have not lived. They're like what mangoes should actually taste like. Not like South African mangoes. So those fruits were fully ripened. And Lord Chaitanya immediately picked 200 fruits and gave each devotee one. Well, he washed them first and offered them to Krishna. The fruits were red and yellow, and they had no skin on the outside and no seed on the inside. And eating one mango was just a knockout. A man could not eat more than one. And you know, you hear these descriptions of Madhu Mangal, Krishna's friend, when he gets eating. When he gets eating. You know, I think it is from him that the saying that you should be never embarrassed when you eat prasadam came. Because he just goes for it. And he ends up with things just dribbling down. And usually a lake of sweet rice forms in his navel. And, oh yeah, just full samadhi on prasadam. So the devotees were like that. So, in that way, these fruits grew on that tree every day for a year. And every day for a year, Lord Chaitanya brought the devotees here, and every day for a year they picked all the mangoes on the tree every day, a few hundred, finished them all, and the next day there was a whole supply more. So if you go there now, the place is still there. It's there in Godrum, just by the main road that goes through, 1 or 2 kilometers maybe, from Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house, close to the Harihar temple, just maybe 500 meters away or so. And it's called Amgat. Am means mango. Amgat. And there's lots of mango trees there. It appears they may be descended. Well, I don't know, because there were no seeds. But at least they're relatives of that one. But I've never been there in mango season. So, I haven't seen. But yes, so. Very nice. I'll tell you one last pastime for tonight. So Lord Chaitanya now, after the problem with the Kazi and sorting it out, which we'll talk about next time, Now Lord Chaitanya is taking the devotees out every day, and they're going all over, just all over Navadvip Mandal, across the Jalangi, through, well, first of all from Antadweep, and then across the Jalangi, Godrun, Madhya Dweep, then across to Ritu Dweep, Kola Dweep, and all the other Dweeps, another Dweeps, Janu Dweep, Rudra Dweep, Simanta Dweep. Is that all the Dweeps? Pretty close to it. And they go all around, and it's a long way. It's a long way. So one day, again, they were in Godrum. They were in Godrum, is across the Jalangi from where our temple is and where Lord Chaitanya appeared and where he was living. So there they were, and having this big Harinam, and the devotees needed a break. It was sometime after that Amgat pastime, so there weren't any mangoes around. So they took rest in this one mango grove, another mango grove, and they were approached by a cowherd man. And the cowherd man said that, well, many of the cowherd men approached, there were a whole group of them, came with yogurt, paneer, butter, and all different things made out of milk, and they refreshed the Lord Chaitanya and the devotees. And then one noble-hearted cowherd man named Bhima approached Lord Chaitanya and said, "My mother always serves your mother, Sachi, and calls her mother. So that means, yes, my mother calls your mother her mother. So what does that make Lord Chaitanya in relation to Bhima?" His uncle. Well, his uncle, that's what they said. His uncle. "Come with me, uncle. Bring your whole group, and we will have a feast." So actually they were from Vrindavan, and they prepared a his mother prepared a Brijbasi feast for all the devotees, and there was a lot of devotees in an hour. And no instant dinners from Pick and Pay. No. Nothing like that. But the real thing, proper Brijbasi prasad. Who can tell me one item which is typically Brijbasi prasad?
Portal.
Not really. That's more Bengali. Brijbasi. How about potato sabji? That's Brijbasi. And puris, that's Brijbasi. And how about different types of samosas? Potato and peanut samosas with tamarind chutney. Yeah. And how about, how about cauliflower and peas? Oh yes, this is Brijbasi. Rich Bessie Prasad. And how about Pakori? Do you know what Pakori is? Again, you have not lived. It's almost like a rascal. It's almost like rasmalai, but it's not. It's, yeah, sweet and milk, kind of. Oh, and how about rubbery? Oh, Hare Krishna. Watch out. Fasten the seatbelts. And how about Son Papri? Oh, Hare Krishna. And we would mention Chan Chan, but it's Bengali, but you get it in Vrindavan. So anyway, so they had this feast, just amazing feast. And then afterwards, Bhima came and spoke with Lord Chaitanya. And Bhima said, you know, we have a problem. Shishinatai Mayapuchandra ki. We have a problem. You see my cows, see how thin they are. Even though there's nice river here, it's a branch of the Ganges. I think it's Alakananda, is it? Or Mandakini, one of the two. Nice river, but the cows will not drink from it. Why? Because there is a crocodile there. And whenever they come down to drink, the crocodile comes out. So Lord Chaitanya said, all right, leave it up to me. And Lord Chaitanya went walking down to the river. As he did, the crocodile came out. And Lord Chaitanya's walking down, crocodile's walking up. And as they're almost meeting, crocodile opened his mouth and everyone was just, ah, what's going to happen now? And the crocodile fell at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and put his head on the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya put his foot on the crocodile's head. And the crocodile transformed into a Vidyadhara, a demigod. And then Lord Chaitanya asked him, what happened to you? How did this happen? And this young demigod, he's like a young boy or teenager, something like that. He said, back in the time that you were present as Lord Krishna, I was in Kamyavan, one of the forests of the Vrindavan area, and Devasa Muni was there meditating. And Devasa Muni, he has a big jat. You know what's a jat? It's sort of like what Prabhu has here. What's your name? Vinay. Hare Krishna Vinay. Except, you know, they put it on the head and wind it all together. You know, maybe long enough to reach their feet. And then put in it tree resin and like glue to hold it together so it becomes permanent. That's a jat. And Devasa Muni has a big jat. And the demigod said, you know, I thought it'd be a good joke. Let me cut off his jat while he's meditating. And then when he comes out of his meditation, we'll all laugh. So he started cutting. But Devasa Muni came out of his meditation and caught him and said, you rascal, you want to cut, you like cutting. All right, I'll give you nice opportunity. you become a crocodile. You can cut anything. And the demigod begged for forgiveness and pleaded, please forgive me. And Durvasa said, all right, I will let you off the curse to some degree. When Krishna appears in Navadvip as the son of Mother Sachi in 4,500 years, you'll get his mercy and be delivered. And that's what happened. And so Lord Chaitanya told that the boy offered prayers, nice prayers, and Lord Chaitanya told him, all right, you go back to your home in the heavenly planets and just remember me, and at the end of this life you will come back to me. Hare Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki. Gaur Premanande. Hare Bhava. I hope I didn't disturb any of you by talking about all the different types of prasada. Incidentally, I'm sure they had beans too. Is there some prasada? Or not tonight? No? Oh, there is some prasada. Oh, look at that. We have some fudge prasad. It's also bridge busy. Yeah. Okay, so anyone likes some fudge prasad? You know what I have to do though? To make sure it's all right. Just in case it's not. Because if it's not, I may have to take the whole lot. So we don't force you to suffer. Who made it? Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. I think it's up to standard. Who should have first? The Mataji's and children. Mataji's and children.
No, 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 no,